right, we move now to the report from the Executive Director, Dan Coughlin.
Okay, good morning, everybody. First of all, I'd just like to thank our representatives from KPFT, Teresa Allen, Wendy Scroll, Sam Kateka, and Henry for being wonderful hosts for the PNB and for all the people that have come from all across the country this weekend. Special thanks also to Dwayne Bradley and the staff of KPFT for all their hard work and for a great party the other night. And special thanks also to Lilani at the National Office for her all hard work in putting this meeting together. Yes, too many people.
They've done most of the work.
This is the danger when we start to thank individuals. There are so many individuals to thank. I'm going to get this afternoon or this morning briefly do a couple different things. Maybe we can hit the lights and you can see the screen a little bit. Just want to touch on a couple of things. I did provide a fairly comprehensive report to the board and another report that I put up on the website to the community about some of the different things that are happening around Pacifica. And I just wanted to give you some other information today, most of which is new, and also to hear from First Voice folks who are developing, actually have an ongoing training and apprenticeship program for diversity and equity at KPFA, and we'll hear from Norman Jai a little later on. I wanted to get right to radio for us today because just on Thursday we got some Arbitrons just 2 days ago, so I want to share those with you. I know everybody has been waiting with bated breath. The criteria that we're looking at right here is something called total market listeners. This is the data provided by Arbitron. That is the listeners who are 12 years old and older, Monday through Sunday. And this is a comparison going back, starting first with 1998. This is the data that we have to compare the previous 5 years, looking at fall data. So fall of 1998, fall of 1999, fall of 2000. We skip 2001, 2002, because we don't have that data, and we'll go to 2003. But here, this is 155,000. This is a number known as the CUM, total listeners in a week, Monday through Sunday, to KPFA in 1998. It's 155,000. At KPFK is 180,000. At WBAI, it's 168,000. And at WPFW, 161,000. And at KPFT, 103,000. That was a total of 767,000 listeners, according to Arbitron. I don't think I need to get into too much disclaimers about the Arbitron data. There's all kinds of discussions about that. Let's look at the next year, 1999, KPFA going up a little bit to 160,000, KPFK 179, BAI 178, PFW 183, KPFT 132. Fairly big increase or strong increase. Again, Arbitron data based on a small number of what is called books. I don't know how many books these are for the stations, maybe 150. I think actually it might even be listed, but small number of books, one or two people don't fill in their books, the data changes. Let's look at going up to 2000. So you see it's fairly steady at KPFA, 155, 160,000. Same with K, around 180,000. BAI is increasing here, 168,000 to about 214. In the fall of 2000, WPFW fairly steady, KPFT rising. That's 98, 99, 2000. We don't have data for 2001, and nor do we have data for 2002. Those are two very important years, by the way, obviously. We didn't pay it. That's when the crisis happened. So coming to 2003, this was just what we got, fall of 2003. KPFA from 2000 up to 185,000. KPFK from 179 to 236 in that three-year period. BAI 214,000 up to 268,000. WPFW from 164 to 191. KPFT roughly staying the same. I don't know, those of you in Houston might know that several years ago there was a AAA station that competed directly with KPFT called KIKK, and I think that affected their audience figure somewhat. But overall, you look at KPFA, roughly speaking, in the last 5 years, 5 or 6 years, audience increase of about 20%. KPFK, audience increase of about 30%. According to this data, this Arbitron data, BAI up 60%. And again, we don't know what happened in 2001 or 2002. This is where BAI is in the fall of 2003. WPFW up very strongly, 20% too, and KPFT up 44% from 1998. So that's all compared to 1998 figures for total audience growth for Pacifica. We're up to about, according to Arbitron, about 1 million listeners a week. David?
Yeah, I just want to say, Mark Shub and the previous administration used to use similar numbers, and they referenced it to a base year. The base year was 95, and they claimed things like doubling of listeners. At our listener numbers, these jump around a while. So what I did was a rolling analysis 3 years at a time and showed that through his whole tenure, our cum never changed. And so to reference a base year and report a percent increase isn't really – I mean, these numbers clearly are – like KPFK's growth clearly is significant. I do have the 2001
caution,
data.
Though.
But yeah, don't say we got 40. Don't reference it to a single base year. Do a rolling number of years.
Yeah.
Look at the scatter and do a statistical test to see if that number is statistically different.
Very important. But if you look at this according to this data, fall 1998 compared to fall 2003, we're trying to compare the same seasons. Audience is up 34% overall for Pacifica in the three-year period. Pacifica's audience up about 20%. I just threw in this revenue figure. Lonnie can perhaps comment on it later on. But in that same FY01 to FY03 period, that rough period, our revenues increased 40%. You know, and we're going to have to study those issues about audience growth relative to membership growth, relative to revenue growth in the network. Anyways, an interesting figures, food for thought. I'm sure there's a variety of different conclusions that can be drawn from it, but certainly interesting. This is more of a chart, David, that you were talking about, what we really need to look at. Let's look at it, you know, going back several years. At least we can see a trend line, a little bit of a trend line, and we could see a trend line going up that takes into account the fact that sometimes you're going to get data that your audience will drop massively or go up massively. I'm not a statistician. But obviously there's ways of analyzing the data that can be helpful. And I think one of the ways is you basically see a trend, and you'll see that in the Arbitron reports. Audience figures go up and down every quarter, sometimes sharply. But what's important here is a trend. And we're seeing good trends, solid trends at each of the Pacifica stations with decent audience growth, averaging about 5 or 6% a year, depending. We took this data, I just got this data on Thursday, but quickly did some pie charts related to issues of primary concern to the committees of inclusion, in fact, and indeed to the bylaws. You know, how does this data compare to the demographics that we have? They do break out the categories according to black and Hispanic listenership. Here's a KPFA's audience according to this data. From fall 2003, you see the self-identified black and Hispanic audience of KPFA, 11% Hispanic, 8% black, and 81% non-black and Hispanic audience. Again, data from Arbitron.
Do we have Asian figures?
No, they don't actually count Asians, and that in a market like San Francisco is obviously very important. Because the and then just compare that. I just took this data from the census figures. They're obviously census data figures. These are not my both my labeling or my figures, but you can see in the San Francisco Bay Area, the Hispanic population is 20%. Excuse me, let me get back to that chart. According to Arbitron, Hispanic listenership of 11%, and so you could roughly see that area. Now, according to the data, you might identify both as black and Hispanic. That's why this data is a little skewed, but it gives us a sense of how, you know, the stations match up to their demographic areas. I'll just go on to WPFW. Here's WPFW. This is from, I think, winter. And you see, according to the Arbitron data. Sorry, Dave, did you?
Yeah, just to, in some of the data we had during our Spanish language Saturday program block, the Hispanic listenership dropped. I think there was one quarter where it dropped to zero, which means that they're not really doing a good job of counting Spanish speakers or people who listen to Spanish.
Absolutely. Language. That's a huge issue, as anybody who's been reading the press lately understands. And anyways, WPFW, strong diversity at WPFW in the Washington-Baltimore metro area. Got about 27% black population, 6% Hispanic, and according to this census data, non-black Hispanic population about 67%. 51% according to Arbitron of WPFW's audience is people of color and is rather diverse. WBAI audience, let's take a look at BAI. Very interesting. Figures as well. Very high Hispanic audience. In fact, I think that was the biggest surprise for me to see how strong the self-identified Hispanic audience was to these Pacifica stations. So again, very similar to PFW, strong diversity at the station in the New York, New Jersey metro area. In fact, if you look at the Hispanic population in the New York and New Jersey metro area, according to census data, it's about 18%. BAI, according to Arbitron, is doing pretty well in terms of matching that. Again, numbers are very flexible. So that's BAI, biggest metro area that we're in, 21 million people in the New York, New Jersey, Connecticut metro area. Very strong station. KPFK, let's look at KPFK. Very strong Hispanic listenership, more than, maybe not good enough. I'm not saying it's necessarily good enough. Certainly in Southern California, we've got a ways to go. In Southern California, minimum 40% Hispanic population. In Southern California, maybe more like 50%. Again, Arbitron data, census data, open to a lot of criticism. It gives you a sense of how the stations are doing. And especially for the committees of inclusion, I think this kind of data might be helpful.
Dan?
Yeah?
I'd just like to echo what you just said, that this should give us all a sense of what's happening
right
with audience. When we look at our Arbitron numbers at WMNF, we look at an average of at least four books, because in any one given season, we can always tell when an insider at WMNF, either a core listener or somebody from the station, volunteer, has a book, because we get a great big spike. The sample size that's producing this data is so small that one person or two people having a book can really skew your results. So looking across three or four books and then comparing those over time, just looking at trends, is about the best possible use we can make of Arbitron data for community radio, because the numbers, our audience, 200,000 people out of the L.A. population is just minuscule. The percentage that's actually producing that number is even tinier than that. So we're dealing with really small numbers, and so we're really looking at orders of magnitude rather than actual.
Can't stress that enough. Can't stress that enough. Yeah. Just
and they leave out lots of people. Lots and lots of people are left out of Arbitron measurements.
So here's that's KPFK. Let me get to KPFT here in 90.1 FM in Houston, Texas. Again, there's a breakdown of the audience. This is according to Arbitron, of course. This is the data that they provide to us, same exact categories. They break it down, non-black, Hispanic, Hispanic, black, and then compared to the greater Houston metro area. According to census data, about a third Hispanic audience here in Houston, black audience of about 17%, and there's the rough figures for Houston. And
Dan?
Yeah.
Good question. Just being part of the committees of inclusion, would it be possible to get this as one source?
Yeah, I'll give you. We'll make copies. We just got it on Thursday, so we'll try to make copies today and get you all this stuff today. I just wanted to compare this. I have another chart for you all to see that is really very instructive, which is about radio as a whole. I just wanted to show you this chart because it is striking. This is what's happening to radio in the United States. It's declining sharply. Radio listenership. This is from 1982. Roughly the same figures you see Monday through Sunday, 6 a.m. to midnight. Persons 12 years and older using radio. And this is what's called the average quarter hour rating from 1980 to 2003. 1982, down to 18%, down to 14%. That's a pretty sharp decline. Radio is on the decline, according to this data. Excuse me? I would presume so, yeah. If AQH rating, QM would go down too.
Although at the public radio leadership conference thing in Washington that I went to, they showed that as overall radio use was going down, public radio use.
That's
or
right.
Is that your next slide?
Well, I don't have that slide, but public radio is going up, and in fact, Pacifica does basically match those same industry trends. We're part of the public radio basket very much. In fact, if you'll, the data is quite interesting in terms of what listeners, what other radio stations listeners are tuning into. It's broken down by first choice, second choice, third choice. You can all look at that. But certainly in many of the radio listening areas, the first choice, second choice, third choice of listeners often is other public radio stations in those markets. But this is an important piece of information and really informs, I think, what we've been talking about for a number of years, many people around the Pacifica community, which is the importance of reconceptualizing ourselves as a not just as a radio network, but as a multimedia organization. And so when we think about the future, we have to keep this in mind, especially if you look at the audience even further and break it down even further. You'll see that the audience is older, is aging, and that the audience, we have to deal with the diversity issues, as we've seen. We still need to do a lot of work there. So the challenge ahead really remains to transform Pacifica into a financially sound, multi-platform, multimedia organization with the capacity to be effective loyally and to have an impact globally. We're not just a radio broadcaster. We're a media organization. And we talked about this last time. And I'll just go through it real quickly because I think that data, again, emphasizes where we're at. And then what I'd love to do is just pass it on to Norman. I don't know if Norman is in the house. Okay. Well, I'll just go through this pretty quickly. If you remember, we talked about Internet radio. Very important. In fact, I have some data on that. and I'll show it to you quickly, but we've got the digital apprenticeship program we talked about. Norman will talk about that a little more. Satellite radio, XM and Sirius are the main ones, of course. But that's very important that we look at that in the future of Pacifica. Pacifica Worldwide, this is an initiative which is in your board packets, which is the initiative with Radio for Peace International, a shortwave band that was shut down in Costa Rica, want to restart in collaboration with Pacifica as a Pacifica Worldwide radio network, shortwave. It's about 44,000 radio stations throughout the planet, about 16,000 are AM, 26,000 FM, about 1,500 shortwave stations. You all might know them, Radio Havana, BBC, etc. About 660 million listeners around the world to shortwave. It's quite popular. It's remarkably popular, especially in Asia, Latin America, Africa. 50,000 watts can cover the world. Plus, you get some secondary frequencies. Shortwave, because of its high frequency, just basically goes around the world. Cost, you'll see the proposal. I don't want to get too much into that detail. We'd fund it by an on-air fundraising campaign. But part of the overall package of reconceptualizing, again, Pacifica as a multimedia organization. We talked about our affiliates. Those Arbitron numbers don't take into account Pacifica programming being run on affiliate stations. And if you count something like Democracy Now!, now on like 240 stations around the country, it's pretty remarkable reach that Pacifica programming is having. So just to sum up and to get Norman up here, we've talked about a lot of this before. I just want to touch on it one more time, throwing out some options, some ideas for all of us in Pacifica to think about which way we might want to move the organization ahead, especially next fiscal. What we talked about over the retreat, building measurable benchmarks and providing institutional support for an a la carte menu, which might include an aggressive internet strategy, you know, aiming to increase at least maybe next year our web traffic 50%. I think that's something that's doable, easily measurable. A lot of talk around the network of a top-of-the-hour news headline service to provide independent news and analysis in a time of national and international crisis. We've talked about the archives, what a treasure that is. We've discussed First Voice, and you'll hear more about this, strengthening diversity and equity and producing the next generation of Pacifica programmers. We've talked again frequently about the importance of diversity to Pacifica, and that's very, very important that we continue to deepen and strengthen our relationship with the diverse communities that we serve. Critically important. Satellite radio programming I just talked about, shortwave radio push, and, of course, we're hearing just from David, I think, on the tech committee, digitizing Pacifica broadcast facilities from transmitters to studios, something also we need to consider, and, of course, a capital campaign. I know some folks are talking about, certainly here in Houston, Washington, and in New York, about new buildings or buildings, those three station areas need, and indeed KPFK, I believe, as well. Folks are talking about that. So those are some of the areas we might look at. I don't mean to rush through this too quickly, but I know we're pressed for time. Ben? We'll provide you that Arbitron data as soon as possible.
Number four, First Voice, what's being done with other stations, like such as BWBAI, for example?
Yeah, well,
training?
I'll let Norman get to that. Okay. He'll give a little presentation, but... That's roughly where we are with Arbitrons and multimedia, and I just wanted to stress again how we have to think about the radio business that we're in, the radio markets, the analog picture, and think about the digital picture and the multimedia picture, especially as it relates to our audience, reaching out to diverse communities, reaching out to younger people, how we do that. And in that respect, I'd like to pass this over to Norman. Do you want me to run that video? Yeah? Let me actually get this set up for a little video. But before I do, I'll just show you real briefly some of the when we talk about the Internet, just to give you an idea. This is who's listening to KPFA right now. We can, in fact, get the audience data live on Internet streaming. I showed you this chart before, but this is actually real time, right now, Saturday, 5th of June, 9:50 a.m. I get to see exactly who's listening to KPFA on the stream. Yesterday, typical morning, platforms up at 6 a.m., drops down here, probably people are going to work. Boom, back up all throughout the day, and you can see the weekly figures. Oh, sorry, the number here, the number peaking, for instance, for Democracy Now, between 9 and 10, listening typically at work, 280 listeners at once listening to Democracy Now
on the web,
on the stream. Actually, this is one stream. They have three separate streams at KPFA, but this is the biggest one. Then you could just look at the weekly data. You see Monday was Memorial Day, not a lot of people listening. Internet radio tends to be a very at-work medium. And here you can see that stream. Folks listening, the tech people at KPFA tell us it adds about 20,000 listeners a week. Is that what they're estimating? So you look at their audience data and you add to that 20,000 people on that stream.
Separate listening periods, not necessarily 20,000 separate listeners.
That's area under the curve you're reporting, right? It could be the same 280 people the whole week. Yeah, that's a good question.
You can't
integrate that curve and tell how many listeners you have.
Right.
But there's a way to figure that out.
Yeah.
There isn't, not from that data.
And just to...
It's called spin, David.
And finally...
I like spin. 20,000 sounds better than the area under the curve.
Yeah, but it might be wrong.
Yeah, but you like dollars,
here's
too.
Here's a chart for you on internet radio, what's happening around the country with internet radio. This came out on an Arbitron report, which if you go to their website, you should be able to see it. Very interesting website. While overall radio use is declining, actually what is obviously increasing rapidly is the Internet, which you all know very well. And percent of Americans who have used Internet audio or video in the past month is trending up, of course. And this is where a lot of emphasis has been going in a lot of media companies lately, not just audio, but the big thing is video eventually, where Internet seems to be headed right now, though that's always up for grabs. Anyways, those are just two little pieces of information.